I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Psalm 34. I said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from some of my fears. He delivered me from what? I tell you what, you're about to be delivered from every single one of your fears. And if you're delivered from fear, that means you're going to be able to walk in supernatural faith. Amen. Things will happen. Situations will come that used to rattle your world. But thank God, God delivered me from every one of my fears. And when you get delivered from every one of your fears, you lose all of your confidence in the devil. Amen. The devil needs your fear in order to do some things in your life. As God needs your faith to move, the devil needs fear to do some things. And if you want to cut off all of his power, how many of you want to make the devil powerless in your life in this next season? Seek the Lord and let him deliver you from every one of your fears. So he said, I'm not afraid of that, Mr. Devil. I have sought the Lord, and he has delivered me from every one of my fears, and delivered me unto his word. You need to turn your fear. You need to exchange your fear for the word and promise of God. You need to turn your fear into the word of God. When the devil comes at you with certain things that would cause you to be dismayed and upset and cause you to get a little bit of fear, turn the word of God on. Fear will make you change direction. Fear will make you change your mind. It'll make you even stop walking for a second. It might not stop you for the long haul, but it'll make you stop walking for a day sometime. Fear will make you stop walking in joy for an hour. We can't afford not to walk for a day. We can't afford not to be in joy for an hour. Amen. Bible says, give no place to the devil. God's about to deliver the saints from all fear because they're going to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might in the word of God. You know, anything that causes you not to obey God is fear. Faith causes you to obey. No matter what circumstance, no matter which situation, you must obey God. Not based on what you see about you. Not based on what you see around you. Not what you might see in your checking account. Not what you might see in the attitudes of the people around about you. That's not going to deliver you. You got to be delivered by the word of God. I've sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fear. And God will deliver you from your fear by giving you supernatural Holy Ghost word and tell you to wait on him. If God said it, he'll do it. If you run from the word of God, you'll be running all of your life. We can make things happen. You can change some things and alter some things and move around here, move around there, and do many things. But I want God's best. I want his word. Amen. I want what he said. Yes. I don't want something that looks like what he said. I want exactly what he said. And we got to learn to wait on it. I sought the Lord and he delivered me from every one of my fears. And say, you know what? When you're delivered from your fears, it doesn't mean you're just not shaking your boots anymore. You're confident in the word of God. Amen. Something good, something just right is going to happen to me. We're going to be confident in that. Hallelujah. Well, this one's acting up, that one's acting up. I'm not going to worry about a thing. He said, what did my word is greater than every one of the things that you face. My word is greater than everybody in here. His word will do it alone. Amen. He told Gideon, you'd win. Then in the process of time, he took them to some water. Had everybody drinking like dogs and cut some off. But thank God he didn't base his faith on how many men he had. He based his faith on what God said. And the Lord hath spoken. And I choose to believe God. Hallelujah. It's a choice. It goes beyond selfish ambition. It goes beyond selfish ambitions. Brother, why are you still holding on? Why are you still holding on? I've heard God.
Amen.
Don't you know you could do better? Amen. The best thing is the will of God. The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. And your faith would get tried. The devil will do things. Each time my faith was tried concerning this ministry, you could be walking like a giant, then for 15 minutes, you'll get that, them 15-minute panic attacks. If you got to have to address it, the devil comes and puts on a little sideshow. And you know what delivered me from all of my fears? Promises. I would look to do anything. And then the word of the Lord came. And every time fear arose, the only answer I'd get is what he said. One of the words that held me, every time I brought it up and every time I spoke it out of my mouth, faith would arise. That word that God said, you'll be green and prosper and reign. That you'll be green and prosper and reign. Want to give up, want to hang it up. But God said that they'd be green. We have to depend on what the Lord says. I see a green leaf, and it shall come to pass. Then it got even better. Then it got, somebody say the word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. Your faith needs to arise. Now you might, I'm going to tell you some things that help me out, but you're going to learn to apply that to your life. Because there are going to come some situations in your life, and there's some promises that you've got that you're not going to see anything sometime to make that thing. You say, hey, how's this going to work out? I don't see how it's going to work out.
Amen.
It looked like it's going the other way. I don't understand it. But this will help you. The only thing that will give you faith, the only thing that will develop your faith, is not outward circumstances. See, we think if 75 more people would show up on Sunday morning, our faith would really be increased. No, we'd be excited, but that'd be in the natural. Somebody say, that'd be in the flesh. People come and go, that'd be in the natural. Don't you base your faith on what you see. Don't base your faith on what you hear. I heard this one's coming. I heard that one's coming. Somebody say, don't base your faith on what you see, hear, or feel. Don't base your faith on any of those things unless it's the word of God that you hear. But this is what I heard. Blessed are they that find a hiding place. Blessed are they that abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Many shall wax worse and worse and away, but those that seek him diligently shall remain and be strong. They shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Whatsoever thing they do shall prosper. That's that green leaf. They shall bring forth abundantly in this much due season. Now, we talked about this last night. I said, we got to hear this again. Well, you're going to have your faith developed again. Somebody say, in this much due season. Say it one more time. You got to get it in your spirit. This much due season. Look at somebody and say, this is a much due season in every way. What is a much due season? Some people think it's just an overdue season. Most definitely it's an overdue season, but a much due season that you can do much in this season.
Amen.
That you got much due to you in this season. Amen. Somebody say, this is a much due season for me. Receive that right now in Jesus' name. Say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'll look out for the devil. Amen. You know, anything that calls you not to rejoice and be glad in this day is the devil and it's a thief. It's the devil and it's a thief. You got to position yourself around the righteous and around the faithful. And people that are in the joy of the Lord. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. But you got a much due season here. God's going to do much in it. You're going to do much. Whatsoever you do in this season shall prosper. Because you're going to do the thing that God tells you to do.
Amen.
You're not going to be sidetracked. You're not going to be sidestepping. We've learned about those seemeth good to me ideas. We don't have any time for that. All we want is the word of God.
Amen.
Don't have to rethink it. We just got to walk in his word, walk in his will, and walk in his provision.
Amen.
Therefore, take hold of the reins of life. Then somebody say, why is he talking about this again? Because that's what the ministry is all about.
Amen.
It's hearing from heaven.
Amen.
And ministering that word until you get another one.
Amen.
Preach it again and preach it again and preach it again and preach it again. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. This is your supply.
Amen.
We should talk this word up enough to where you have it in your heart, to where you have it in your mouth, to where you start to confess it out of your mouth, to where when the devil comes at you with something contrary to the word for this season, you can combat it. In scripture, you can combat it. This is my much do season. You know what? So you got to watch out. People say, you slow down. No. Step out.
Amen.
This is a much do season. Amen. Don't try to do too much. Pace yourself. No, this is a much do season.
Yes.
Therefore, take hold of the reins of life.
Yes.
Therefore, take hold of the reins of life. Get your life back. Stop letting the devil destroy your life with an unstable emotionalism and all this stuff. People that don't want to walk with God steal your life. You better have to walk in your life. People that don't want to walk with God, they're going to want to do things that's not right. They want to do things that's in the world. They want to do things that the devil. If they want to go off in that way, let them go. But as for me, I'm going to take hold of the reins of life. I'm not going to let the devil cause me to run in rebellion and rampantness. What do you mean rebellion and rampant? By the wiles of the flesh and all these other things and all this mess. I'm going to take hold of the word of God. I'm going to take hold of the prayer language. I'm going to take hold of worship. I'm going to take hold of joy. I'm going to take hold of everything that brings me life.
Amen.
That's how you take hold of the reins of life. You take hold of the things that bring life and get rid of the things that bring death. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Well, sin is just missing the best for God for you. Missing, you know, walking outside of the plan of God for your life, walking outside of the thing He set up, walking outside of the will of God. If God gave you the word, if He's given you a word, see, you got to learn to take a word for yourself. That's my word. That's my word, but I believe it's your word too. And you got to hear it with your own spirit and with your own heart so you can walk in it. And then you got to walk in it as you're walking in the will of God. So as I'm walking outside of this word for my life, I know that's sin for me. Oh, yeah, that's sin for me if I walk outside of what He has for me in this word concerning God's best for my life. The devil's a liar. Now, listen. Therefore, take hold of the reins of life. Out of them, out of the heart flow what? The issues of life. So the heart represents your spirit so you can build yourself up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's one way that you can take hold of the reins of life. Thy word to me is light and life. Somebody say life. Somebody say, in Him is life, the bread of life. So when you take hold of the word, you take hold of life. Now listen, when you take hold of anything else that chokes the word out of you, you take hold of death. Many people, they allow their life to get off track. When I think of this word, take hold of the reins of life, it says to me somewhat of a control, not a controlling spirit, but just, listen, the Bible said he who takes his own spirit is greater than he that takes a city. So I'm using that scripture in reference to this, taking hold of the reins of life, being able to handle our own spirit, to allow our spirit to reign in life, so that when other people are getting off on rabbit trails and tangents and missing out on the best that life has to offer, this is the life, when they want to go off through the way of death. Been there before. What, you want to go back again as a dog turns to a vomit? As a dog returns to his vomit, so is the fool to his folly. What's folly? Stupid stuff that will avail nothing. Amen. I'm going to be eating the good things of life and the word of God. I'm not going to be eating vomit.
Amen.
No time to be turning back. It's time to be going forward. We choose to take hold of the reins of life and not let them go. So when we take hold of the promise, we're taking hold of life. For thy word is life. When we take hold of what God said to us, we're taking hold of life. That is our life. His word, His will, His vision for you, His promise towards you is your life. You got to learn to say, that is my life. Being a fruitful and abundant is my life.
Amen.
That's what I'm going to take hold of. Listen, do what is right and walk in the light. Now, I'm going to use this premise to take us right back to this very verse that we were reading in the Psalms. Psalm chapter 34. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. Everybody say, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. That is the hiding place. The hiding place is worship. The hiding place is a secret place of the Most High God under the shadow of the Almighty. Let everybody else go crazy, but somebody, oh, come and magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. When everybody's trying to make the thing of God small, you make him big. Let people know that God is a great God. He's a mighty God. He's a big God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. Somebody said, I will be confident and bold. They looked unto me and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of some of his stuff. He delivered him out of how many troubles? Out of all his trouble. And the angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivered them. Reverence God, and angels will protect you and camp around about you. Listen, if you're not going to reverence God, you don't want angels camping around about you. They'll knock you out. You don't want angels to camp around about you when you don't have any reverence for holy things, holy people. You definitely don't want them around you. People call it angel power. You don't want God's angel around you when you're acting crazy. Those boys don't play. Angels camp around about those that fear. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear ye the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to those that fear him. Young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Notice right here this word said, blessed, but those that seek diligently shall remain and be strong. And then it said, blessed are they because they shall be like trees planted by the rivers with water. Whatsoever thing they do shall prosper. So it says, seeking brings prosperity. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, all his righteousness, and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. So it says, as I seek God, my lack will disappear. Come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? This is how you grab a hold of life. How many of you want to perform this word here? How many of you want to walk in this word? It said, take hold of the reins of life. Take hold of the reins of life. Listen, you're not going to be able to take hold of the reins of life if you do anything outside of contrary to this. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Evil and guile. Now, we did a message on guile. I think we have it on tape or CD someplace. You need to get it. Somebody say, watch your mouth. You're not going to be able to reign in this word with a mouth that's just always flapping, speaking guile, and speaking evil. Listen right here. What man is he that desireth life? Don't you desire? Do you have a desire to take hold of the reins of life so you might be able to prosper and be what God wants you to be? Do you desire that? Do you desire life and life more abundantly? Amen. Well, this is, if you desire life, then do this. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil. I was up there and God said, do Psalm 34, just as clear. Do Psalm 34. And as we're doing this, listen, it's backing up this prophecy that we got on Wednesday night. So clear, listen. Depart from evil and do good. Do what is right, and you'll walk in the light. Here's some scripture to back it up. You better build your case. Don't wait to believe this word when the season's over. After the season's over, you're finally going to believe the word. It's going to be too late. You better develop your faith in this thing now. And get the word of God to back it up, because some people can't believe a prophetic word, but they can believe preach word. So we're giving it to you out of the Bible. Like, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the what? The eyes of the Lord are where? And we've learned about the righteous. And his ears upon their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that what? To cut off the what? To cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Now, some people might have had problems with this word right here. Right here it says, many shall wax worse and worse and away. Well, that's not God. Everybody say, many shall wax worse and worse and then away. Now, here's a scripture that will back that up for you. God's telling us again. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears is unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. You got to learn what walking in righteousness is, walking in the will of God, walking in the word of God, knowing who you are in Jesus Christ. Those that do evil are those that stray from the perfect will of God. Evil, wickedness and evil is crookedness, perversions. You know, you're perverted from the perfect path that God has for you. Somebody say detours. When God sets out a plan for people and a path of provision for people, God will send his word and say, this is the way, walk ye therefore in it, walk in this way. And anyone that would come that cause anybody to stumble from walking in that word, from bringing that word to pass, or take sidetracks over here, over there, everywhere, God calls that wickedness, and that's evil. Yeah. Amen. And we've seen evil. You catch it everywhere you go. The devil is evil. The devil is wicked. He wants to distort the plan of God in your life. That's what the demons and the devils out there trying to do. They're trying to keep you from heaven. They're trying to keep you from God's best. And they're trying to keep you from walking in the light and trying to bring you to death. They're trying to get you to turn around and go the other way. Isn't that evil? Isn't that evil? Well, God's trying to bless you. And anything that's trying to work against God's perfect will and blessing in your life, you need to look at that as evil. The devil doesn't do anything. Somebody say the devil. One of the things I learned about, I was in the Salvation Army. And as I was in there, one of the officers got an assignment and said, I would take that assignment if I were you. He said, that's the devil. Also, Jesus had a disciple, and God had a plan for Jesus, right? And Jesus said, this is what God's going to do. And it didn't look like it pleased some of the people that he was with. And the disciple said, Lord, be it not unto you, far be that for you, Jesus. Don't let that happen to you. And Jesus turned around and said, get thee behind me, Satan. Somebody say, Satan. Satan, get out of my, devil, get out of my face. Get behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man. We got to learn to be bold like Jesus. When people come at you with a bunch of flesh and a bunch of things out on the carnal side, total flesh, be bold in the Lord and the power of his might. Say, get thee behind me, Satan. I'm walking on the right path, and I've decided I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to walk in abundance. I'm going to walk in grace. What are you talking about? Amen. You don't savor the things that be of God. You savor the things that be of man. God delivered you from the world. You savor not the things of God, but the things that be of men. Anything contrary to Scripture. Not popular opinion. Not what everybody else's church is doing. What everybody else thinks. That's the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in heaven and high places. And the devil gets on over in lots of us. Some people are always yielding to the other side. And you got to learn when the devil gets on people. And we won't be so nice with people. People yield their mouth to the devil, and we want to let the devil do whatever he wants to do. And so you let somebody keep prophesying the devil to you. Somebody keep jumping off in the flesh, and you sitting there listening to everything they say while they're in the flesh. That's how Eve messed up. Eve sin. What was the first thing Eve did to mess up? Listened. That's how she messed up, listening to the devil. Listen, just talking to him. Talking to the devil, and sooner or later, he convinced her, do this. God didn't say that. Then let's rethink this over again. Come on. Sooner or later, because she had developed her faith in the devil and her distrust with God, and then she decided to do something else. And what she did was evil. And because God told her to do one thing, and she decided to do another thing. And that happened because she constantly listened to the devil. Many of you people want to do right, but if you keep on listening to the devil, People that don't have a heart for God, people aren't filled with the Spirit of God, aren't filled with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, always negative, always in strife, always in doubt, always in unbelief, always contrary to the Word of God. You will ultimately develop faith in what they're speaking about and bring that thing to manifestation. Jesus had to shut his disciple up so he could do what God wanted him to do. How many know Jesus was a nice guy? But that nice guy got bold in the Lord because he was the Lord and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan, because you savorest not the things that be of God or what God said, but the things that be of man." People aren't going to give you what God wants you to have. He'll use some people sometime. Amen. God promised you. People come and go. But the Lord will be your strength. You've seen it again and again and again and again and over. How long does it take us to learn those things? Bible tells you, don't put your confidence in man, nor your trust in man, but put your trust in the Lord. Amen. I love you. Don't trust you, but I love you. My confidence is in the will, as in the Word of God. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears them and deliver them out of all their trouble. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Now see, many of us have areas where we're weak in. Some of us are weak in finance right now. Some of us are weak in the area of ability to do things financially. Some of us are weak in our faith. We're weak in different. Some of us say, many. Things happen. And the devil will lie to you and say, listen, if you were righteous, things wouldn't be happening in your life. Things wouldn't be so messed up. So say, many are the afflictions of the righteous. So you could have some afflictions and still be righteous. But, somebody say, but, the Lord delivers them out of them all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but they'll be delivered. Stuff you're dealing with right now in the areas that say, hey, this doesn't line up. I just don't understand this. Why, if this was God or if that was God in my life, why would this be happening? Why would that be happening? Something's all, if this righteousness stuff, many, somebody say many are the afflictions of the righteous, but glory to God, he delivers them out of every one of their afflictions. Confess that right now. I shall be delivered from every one of my infirmities, weaknesses, and afflictions and fears. He keepeth all his bones, and none of them are broken. Evil shall slay the wicked. God's been speaking this for a while. Listen, the evil, the path, the very path, the crooked, dumb path that the devil gets people off in is what's going to be their destruction. Did it say God slays the wicked? Did it say God did that? No, God's not going to do it. Evil. Listen, that mouth. Job said, what I feared has come upon me. The path that people choose to walk in will either destroy them or bring them life. And they that hate the righteous shall be what? Desolate. Didn't say they that hate God, did it? Said no, they that hate the righteous. Read that. And they that hate the righteous. And they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Say, this is the day of Jubilee, of the vengeance of our God. They that hate the righteous shall be desolate. It costs to talk about holy people. You know, somebody can have some hang-ups and some problems, but it will cost. Somebody say, they that hate those that have a relationship with God. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I don't care how good it looks. I don't care how good it looks. I don't care how much money's in the bank. You hear what I'm saying? I don't care how the economy's going. Not one rep, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. God, that's why some people are always broke. They just shut up and be nice. Things will get better. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them, somebody say none of them. Somebody say not a one. Not a one of them that what? That trust in what? Trust in what's going on around them? Trust in their friends? Trust in one another? And trust in the economy? Trust in circumstances? Trust in their education? Trust in their bank account? Not one of them that trust in him. In his word. You trust in him by trusting eyes, feet. Sweet presence of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, Father, oh, for grace to trust you more. Oh, for grace to trust you more. If you develop that trust in God, you won't be desolate, I promise you. You should not be desolate. Why don't you stand up right where you are?